Good morning, a Thursday morning. It's not any Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Today, Alan, a big day at WAMC at the Linda Norris Auditorium at from 1 to 2 p.m., which anyone can listen to live over the air or on any of our streams. And you'll hear the debate between what's become one of the most important races in the country, the 19th Congressional District. We have Republican John Faso facing off against Democrat Zephyr Teachout.
David, I was going to say all of that, and I'm glad you did, because it means I don't have to say it. But one thing that's worth reiterating is the idea that this is one of the most important congressional races in the country. Zephyr Teachout gained a lot of fame when she ran against Andrew Cuomo in a primary and beat him in most, if not all, of the upstate counties, I think with the exception of Buffalo. But she did extraordinarily well, and she became a hero of the moderate left in the Democratic Party, as well as many other people, because she became immediately sort of known as a giant killer. Now she's running for Chris Gibson's seat, as is John Faso. I've known both of them. I've interviewed both of them over the years. And it's going to be a fascinating fight, because the district does tend to go a little bit Republican, although the registration is fairly easy. So it's going to be what we call in politics a fair fight. And a lot is going to depend on what happens in the presidential campaign, who comes out. It's going to be a very interesting debate today. And let's hear what both of them have to say.
Make sure you tune in. It's from 1 to 2 today, and you can listen over the air or online at WAMC.org. Let's talk hacking, Alan. The issue is two stories, actually, in the Times today. The first about Colin Powell, whose hacked emails reveal the former Secretary of State's disdain for Donald Trump, personal peeves with Hillary Clinton, and lingering anger with former Republican colleagues.
It's a hell of a story. I've been a Colin Powell fan for a long, long time. And I think the man has some real sand in him. The idea that they would hack him and he would be saying terrible things about Donald Trump. Now, remember, this is a guy who has been a Republican appointee all the time, closely aligned with many of the top Republicans in the country, and he's saying that Trump is not fit to serve as the president of the United States and is, in fact, a national disgrace. And remember, we have a very close race. We're within 3 or 4 percentage points in the national polling, which, of course, means anything could happen, as we saw in the Brexit situation where the pollsters predicted they were going to stay in, the Brits, but turned out they weren't. So this is a close race. Now we have one of the most admired men in the country. He could have said, well, you know, I never comment on things that have been purloined from my emails. But he stood up and said, nope, those were my remarks. It's clear he didn't love it. But he was also saying, Mrs. Clinton is trying to drag me into this thing and I don't like it. And I wish she wouldn't do that. So there was enough for everybody. But the real damage was done here was to Trump.
Continuing with this theme, the greatest danger, a White House security advisor said, is from any attempts to cause concern or confusion about the voting system and sow doubts about the results through hacking.
Yeah, you know, we are living in a different time. I was saying to Roselle, my wife, just last night, remember when computers were eating our disks and now everybody has a massive computing power on the little phone that they carry with them every day? It's all very different. And now we know there can be massive interference that comes with this age of handheld computers and everything else. Other countries, and we know that China and Russia are under suspicion, can sow havoc by getting into our emails and messing with our servers and our computers. And I don't have any doubt that somebody's doing that and that there can be political purposes for that, David, so that if you are one of the world's greatest democracies, we are, you can say, okay, from China, where, you know, one guy ends up as the head all the time, or Russia, where an ex-KGB Soviet Union guy now in the new Russian Federation can stand up and be the strong man and say good things about Trump and Trump about him. You know, this can really lead to bad things, and this country has to use all of its acumen to make sure that it doesn't. And believe me, this country has the ability to do that and to make sure that these elections are held fairly and to reject any kind of sense of distrust that might be coming from bad actors.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. We'll all be listening from 1 to 2 today to the debate between Zephyr Teachout and John Faso at the Linda.
And we're doing it the way that only WAMC can do it.